Previously, neurosurgeon Dr. Betsy Grunsch discussed Barricade, a technology which allows surgeons to significantly reduce rates of lumbar spinal reoperations for indicated patients, those at greatest risk of reherniation. Listen as Dr. Grunsch shares her real-world experience using Barricade to help prevent unnecessary surgeries and healthcare costs, and what often happens when indicated patients don't receive it.
So a lumbar disc herniation occurs in a patient who experiences back pain and typically pain down the leg in a radicular pattern, depending on which nerve root is being impinged upon or inflamed from the disc itself. So the Barricade technology is placed during a microdiscectomy surgery in which a spine surgeon, such as a neurosurgeon, orthopedic surgeon, is performing a discectomy. So basically, once we get into the area of the disc and remove the fragments of disc that are impinging upon the nerve, we measure the size of that defect. Depending on the size would determine A, whether or not a Barricade would actually be feasible. And then B, we would be able to size that to see if one of the two sizes of Barricade is amenable to the patient. So basically the Barricade is constructed with a titanium or metal bone anchor connected to a polymer material that protects the disc from reherniation. So when the implant is placed, the metallic bone anchor is placed into the bone where that polymer material plugs the annular defect and protects it from reherniation and closes off that defect.
Which patients benefit most from the Barricade device? And are the patients typically younger? What age are these patients? Are we talking about, are they retirees? Are they teenagers? What age would you typically herniate? And then does that determine essentially who you treat with Barricade?
So I feel that the Barricade implant is amenable to any patient that has anatomical satisfactory sizing in order to have the implant, but that is oftentimes in that younger patient population that can be devastated by a reherniation.
Can you talk to me a little bit about those patients who you have seen who have reherniated that could have potentially been treated with Barricade?
Yes. Unfortunately, in spine surgery, repeat injuries to the spine, such as disc herniations, are common. In my practice, that's no different. I've seen a lot of patients with recurrent disc herniations. I have used the Barricade technology long enough to have recommended the Barricade technology to certain patients that would have been a candidate intraoperatively that were excluded because of non-coverage. And unfortunately, have seen some of these patients go on to experience reherniation. I can name at least three patients that I have taken care of that are healthcare providers in my hospital system that have hurt their back, experienced a disc herniation, would have been a candidate for Barricade, did not get the implant due to non-coverage, experienced a reherniation, and went on to need lumbar fusion surgery to get rid of their pain. You know, from a personal out-of-work time and life quality standpoint, this is extremely devastating financially to a patient because they're out of work. They're sometimes not making money or on limited income due to whatever their insurance short-term or long-term disability covers. Not only that, but they're suffering from pain. And we know, based on spine research, that the longer a patient is out of work, the less likely they are to return to work. So it's important for me in a spine practice to really get these patients better faster so they can get back to the work field and be productive members of society without pain. Not only, you know, coming from an out-of-work standpoint, but from the payer standpoint, the cost of a Barricade implant compared to the cost of a revision microdiscectomy or lumbar fusion is tremendously different and can be tremendously costly for the payer to have a patient that experiences a reherniation to undergo a lumbar fusion procedure.
maybe anecdotally, how your patients who were treated with Barricade, how are they doing? Are they back to work? Are they back to their everyday activities and quality of life?
So my patients that have had the Barricade technology have done great. And the majority of my patients that have undergone Barricade have returned to a pain-free baseline. And not only is that important, but I think having the Barricade technology is a little reassuring to them from a fear of re-herniation, because we know the data is there that it reduces re-herniation. So I feel like from a quality of life and resumption of activities and a mental health standpoint, it really helps these patients resume a more active pre-surgery baseline type of lifestyle, which is tremendously important. So I think that the Barricade technology in patients that are appropriate candidates makes sense for not only patients, but for payers. And the simple truth is that a re-herniation is not only devastating from pain and out of work and recovery of a second operation, but it only makes sense for the small cost of this implant up front to prevent a larger procedure such as a fusion for a patient that undergoes a repeat operation due to re-herniation. You know, the simple fact is the cost of one Barricade implant versus the cost of one lumbar fusion would be many more fold. In other words, you know, you could implant, I don't know how many Barricade implants to save one fusion, but the cost analysis would definitely favor Barricade implantation in patients that are appropriate candidates to reduce that rate of re-herniation.
Thank you for listening. We want to thank Dr. Betsy Grunge for sharing her knowledge as she aims to make her patients' first surgery their last surgery. Please join us next time to learn about the FDA PMA approval process for Barricade. If you know someone who could benefit from this information, please share this podcast with them. See you next time.